On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin will host Chinese President Xi Jinping, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and other world leaders in Moscow to mark the 80th anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The Victory Day celebration, Russia's most significant secular holiday, comes as the Kremlin seeks to showcase global support amid its ongoing war in Ukraine and increasing tensions with the West. The annual Red Square military parade is both a display of national pride and a geopolitical signal. For Putin, this day is important as a demonstration of how broad a coalition backing Russia is, said political analyst Nikolai Petrov. The list of guests attending contrasts sharply with past commemorations when top Western leaders joined the festivities during warmer diplomatic times. This year's celebrations, however, have been marred by Ukrainian drone strikes targeting Moscow and widespread disruption at the capital's airports, with dozens of flights delayed or cancelled. Security has been significantly tightened, including curbs on mobile internet access and warnings from banks and retailers about service interruptions. Xi Jinping, Moscow's main guest. Putin has described Xi as the main guest of this year's events. The Chinese leader arrives for a four-day visit focused on deepening trade ties, expanding cooperation through BRICS, and reinforcing the country's strategic partnership. China has become a crucial lifeline for Russia, buying up its oil and gas and supplying machinery and electronics restricted by Western sanctions. Although China has not supplied weapons for use in Ukraine, it continues to offer diplomatic cover for Russia, blaming the West for provoking the conflict and condemning sanctions. In return, Russia has strongly backed China on sensitive issues such as Taiwan. Recently, Ukraine claimed to have captured two Chinese nationals allegedly fighting for Russia. Beijing denied any official involvement, attributing their presence to private mercenary activity. India, Brazil, and shifting alliances. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi had been expected in Moscow but cancelled his visit amid heightened regional tensions with Pakistan. Despite its complex relationship with China, India remains a key Russian partner, particularly in defense and energy. It has also increased purchases of Russian oil since Western sanctions took hold. Brazil's Lula will also be in Moscow, marking his first trip since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Leaders from Serbia, Slovakia, Cuba, Vietnam, Venezuela, and Burkina Faso, along with several heads of former Soviet republics, are also expected, signaling Russia's effort to maintain influence beyond the West. Slovakia's populist leader Robert Fico and Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić have defied EU criticism to attend. The Kremlin isn't isolated, said Petrov, but has strong backing, even from some European countries. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the guest list reflects Russia's growing alignment with countries that share its ideological and geopolitical vision. Putin is expected to hold more than 15 bilateral meetings during the festivities. A stark contrast with the past. The contrast with past Victory Day celebrations is striking. In the post-Soviet 1990s and early 2000s, leaders like Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Angela Merkel, and others regularly attended the event. Since Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea, and its support for separatists in eastern Ukraine, Western participation has ended. Although former US President Donald Trump has signaled a less confrontational approach to Moscow, he will not attend Friday's events. The Kremlin invited US Ambassador Lynn Tracy, though it's unclear whether she will appear. As the war in Ukraine drags into its third year, Victory Day has become not only a commemoration of past triumphs but a symbol of Russia's current defiance and its reconfigured place on the global stage. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.